This is The Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW, the show that brings you valuable information about real estate, the financial markets, and other economic business of the day. Your host, Edward Brown, is a nationally recognized expert on money and investing who has appeared on CNN and has published numerous articles in national business magazines and newspapers. Now, your host for The Best of Investing, Edward Brown.
Welcome. You're listening to The Best of Investing. I'm your host, Edward Brown, along with my co-hosts, Mark Honf and Nam Phan of Pacific Private Money. Our phone number is 888-912-1190. Use that number to answer the trivia questions for a five-pack tanning certificate given away during this show. That certificate's not sponsored by the radio station, but by Tan Bella Tanning Salon with two locations in San Francisco and one in Marin. Today's trivia theme is general trivia. Mark, what do you got for us this morning?
We got a bunch of stuff for you today, Edward. One of the things we're going to talk about in a little bit is this proliferation of concierge programs in the real estate industry. So for those of you who read the papers or subscribe to magazines or have email newsletters coming in that are real estate related, you've probably seen some of these full page ads by the big realties, and we'll talk about this new marketing push known as the concierge programs. But first, we're going to start with this week's headlines, which surprisingly for the fall season, which is typically when real estate slows down. And, you know, you may recall if you've sold a home recently or actually any time in the last 10 years, the selling season is, starts after Super Bowl and really heats up in April, May, June, July. And then the summer hits and there's a lull and then back to school. And you could pretty much forget about trying to sell your home after the kids are in school because people don't want to move. But, we seem to be breaking, every year we seem to break the rules of what's supposed to be happening in the economy. And so here's from this week's headlines. The U.S. inventory of homes for sale continued to decline in September, signaling the market may be heading toward an overall shortage. And that's according to Realtor.com. And again, that would be a good thing if you own real estate or want to sell real estate, because again, supply and demand, less supply, equals higher demand. And not coincidentally, here's another headline. Cooler weather historically means a cooling off period in the housing market, but that is not the case this fall. Here it says San Francisco continues to be the most competitive market with a 28% bidding war rate. And that is actually pretty high for this time of year. Las Vegas and Phoenix are tied for second with 21% of offers facing a bidding war. The bidding war rate usually falls about 15 percentage points from the height of the housing season in March to the beginning of the slow selling season of September.
Yeah, however, look at the markets you just mentioned.
Yeah.
Phoenix, Las Vegas, the weather doesn't really get cold in that time of year.
No,
and even San Francisco
right.
is not
sure.
that time.
Phoenix's buying season actually is in the fall, as is the Palm Springs area where we have an REO that we're prepping for sale, and it's a hot market drought. So you're absolutely right. You caught that. So anyway, it's not the case this year where San Francisco would normally be seeing a fall in offers facing a bidding war. So even though bidding wars are not the rule like they were just maybe 2 years ago in the Bay Area, but they haven't gone away completely. And then last but not least, we've got mortgage applications increased 5% from 1 week earlier.
Well, the rates have come down substantially, haven't they?
The Fed rates went down, but I don't know that
mortgage rates dipped also.
Did they dip some?
Mortgage rates dipped. But they haven't dipped as much as some of us, including myself, predicted they would with the last round of short-term rate cuts by the Fed. I think it's probably a we've hit like a floor in how low the banks are willing to reduce their mortgage rates, coupled by the fact that There's another huge refinance wave happening as we speak. And if
really?
You call, yeah. And I know this just talking to, you know, a few people at Wells Fargo Mortgage that I've worked with in the past who said that, you know, you're 90 to 120 days out if you want to apply today for a refinance.
Which
not so much
is...
on purchase money mortgages are different. There's yeah. those bump to the front. But if you're refinancing your home, you know, unless you're one of those, you know, perfect borrowers who have all of your paperwork all lined up and you're a W-2 employee, you're not self-employed, didn't change jobs recently, you know, that it's gonna take you a while to refinance today because there's not enough mortgage loan originators out there given the volume and demand for refinancing.
And that timing of 90 to 120 days, I got to think that that's going to help your company, Pacific Private Money, because you can provide money a lot faster, right?
Yes. So alternative finance providers like Pacific Private Money, we really exist to help people who want to compete with cash buyers, want to compete in bidding wars by allowing their agent to make an aggressive offer to a seller, like say, hey, we're gonna make you an offer that closes in, you know, 21 days with just an inspection contingency, but no financing contingency. You can come to companies like Pacific Private Money. We can approve your loan and basically give you a commitment to fund your purchase transaction in a relatively short period of time, whereas if you have to use bank or conventional financing, you're going to be making offers with a financing contingency, which oftentimes nowadays still sellers are not fans of contracts with contingencies. So low or no contingent purchase offers are going to have a higher rate of acceptance among sellers. And so that's really why people come to us, in addition to the fact that it's just harder today in this Dodd-Frank era, which we're now in year six of the Dodd-Frank financing era. It's just harder to get bank financing than it's ever been.
Yeah, one of our own staff is going through refi, and it's been beyond now at this point 120 days. I think they were told, or no, it's coming up to 120 days.
And they didn't change jobs. They've been with you for quite a while.
Yeah, it's wow. just, yeah.
All right.
It's crazy.
Guys, we're going to cut to our first commercial break. Here is our first trivia question, general trivia. What chemical has the atomic number 1? All right. If you remember your periodic table of elements.
Oh, and of course I do.
What element?
Okay.
Is
of
it
course
an element? Or is, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it an element or
elements.
A chemical?
Well, remember the chemistry elements, right? Mm-hmm. The periodic table. So here's a trivia question is, what chemical has the atomic number of 1? And I want to make a quick mention here for the Urban Tavern, which is near Union Square. And if you show your local sportswear gear, you know, and we know what our local sports teams are. Buy one, get one game day drink deal.
Nice.
So you get it for free. All right. And check them out. That's the Urban Tavern. All right. Don't touch that dial. The Best of Investing will be right back.
For more information on today's topic, call Edward Brown directly at 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190. The Best of Investing will continue in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
Have you wondered how the banks make all their money? Have you ever wanted to be on the bank side of the deal? At Pacific Private Money, our clients are doing just that. For over a decade, clients at Pacific Private Money have consistently earned high yields on their investments, earning returns of 7.5% or more, secured by primarily Bay Area real estate at conservative values. As most baby boomers know, it's important to earn consistent, above-market returns on your savings and retirement accounts. Let's face it, most of us are not on track to achieve the level of retirement income we'll need to fund the lifestyle we want. High-yield alternative investment strategies like Pacific Private Money's mortgage-backed investments might be just the thing you need to boost the income in your retirement accounts. Annual yields of 7.5% and more are not uncommon using these simple strategies.
Join the thousands of Bay Area residents who have learned one of the best-kept secrets in investing today. For more information, call us at 415-883-2150 or visit our website at pacificprivatemoney.com.
Equal housing lender. License County Area 0189-7444. All investments have inherent risk and your results may vary. The station does not guarantee nor endorse any investment strategy.
Attention Bay Area homeowners. Pacific Private Money has a loan program that can help you buy your next home right now. No need to wait to sell your existing home first. Our unique bridge loan lets you tap the equity in your current home to provide up to 100% financing on the home you wish to buy. We're friendly, fast, and ready to help you right now. Call us today for more information. 415-883-2150. That's 415-883-2150. Or visit us at pacificprivatemoney.com.
Equal housing lender. License Caldera 0189-7444.
Now, back to the best of investing with your host, Edward Brown, on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to the best of investing. Edward Brown here along with Mark Hoff and Nam Phan of Pacific Private Money. First trivia question. You had to go back to chemistry class for this. What chemical has the atomic number 1?
Is it H? Hydrogen?
Hydrogen. Very good.
All right.
You can be a physicist if you need. Have you ever changed jobs? You could be a physicist or chemist. Okay. Mark, you have another interesting article to share.
Yeah, before we get into this, the Realtor Concierge Programs, I just wanted to bring up one that I found on one of my blog news feeds. The Federal Trade Commission is attempting to shut down a Utah-based company that runs a real estate seminar that is accused of being misleading and bogus.
Hmm.
That's an I never said so.
Never
in an FTC
accusation,
they actually used the term bogus.
Yeah.
Anyway, these seminars were endorsed by HGTV stars, including Flip or Flop's Tarek El Moussa and Christina Anstead, which I've actually never watched, but I do recognize, and several other HGTV stars. The complaint says the sponsors would hold free events that were endorsed by these HGTV celebs. Once at the event, the presenters would then pitch the group's three-day workshop that costs $2,000 and promise to teach customers how to make substantial income from real estate. At these pricey workshops, presenters would encourage attendees to open up new credit cards and increase their card limits, and also peddled products and services that would cost up to $40,000.
Oh,
well,
man.
You know, it's funny. I actually went to that, not with Christine and Tark or whatever, but I actually went to one of those a few years ago, and there was probably... There had to be at least 150 of us, right? And you could kind of look around. That's a big crowd. Yeah, you could look around the audience and see, you know, a lot of these people probably didn't have, you know, a lot of money, but it was a free event. And I think, I can't remember if they gave away some, you know, no, the chance to win an iPod that was like way out of date anyway.
Right. Type of thing. A Walkman.
And here was the funny thing is this guy, and it was from Utah. I remember that because, you know, and you're expecting the star to show up. Well, he never shows up. He has an underling, right?
Yeah.
And this guy, you know, he's real, he goes, yes, and it's great to be here in Marin County.
Oh,
and
right.
Everyone kind of looks at each other. Okay. And then he says, and yeah, this is a great place to be in San Rafael. And everyone's looking at each other. This guy doesn't even know how to pronounce the names of the city and the county. And he goes, and then I'm going to show you, you see this house up here? And he shows a picture of a generic house. And we're going to show you how you can buy a house just like this in Marin County for $100,000. And everyone's looking at each other. And even the people you know only had a high school education, you can kind of tell.
Yeah.
They're looking at it, they're shaking their head going, this guy has no clue what is going on here in Marin County.
Yeah.
If it's Tuesday, it must be Phoenix. No, wait. Where am I?
Yeah.
Now, it's funny, those... many of those real estate courses are pretty pricey, and you know, we know people who've taken them and have done well with them, but I would say, just like multi-level marketing, the vast majority of people who pay these fees and conduct these, go after these seminars and even, you know, presumably follow all the rules, a lot of them just don't make money. They spend a lot of money on what we used to call books and tapes, on all the goodies and the consulting and the coaching and all that stuff. And especially this at this point in the cycle, it's surprising. I'm looking forward to maybe 2 years from now, it's all going to be about foreclosure investing again.
Again,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to come back.
I remember a few years, gosh, this is going back quite a number of years ago, where you actually were hired to do some seminars, but the information that you provide, I mean, you put a lot of work into it, and you actually gave really valuable information to the attendees.
The first seminar that I conducted was about 10 years ago, maybe 8 years ago, 8 to 10 years ago, and it was for a company that taught people how to make money by foreclosure investing. And I don't think they, in fact, that company doesn't exist anymore, and it's not because they were run out of town. It's just that foreclosure investing had its heyday from 2009 to maybe 2012, 13, and then it got pretty much difficult to find anybody who was still in foreclosure who hadn't already figured out how to at least keep their house by living there for free and not paying their rent or, you know, or otherwise. But yeah, you're right. That's I ended up writing a book about that based on that seminar. It was The Insider's Guide to Attracting Private Money. And so my seminar was on, you know, how to find private investors who would put their money up and allow you as a learned real estate professional to go out and buy properties to remodel and flip for profits. And the combination of using private capital, like equity from other investors, and then combining that with a hard money loan from a company like ours, was a recipe that many used quite successfully for flipping real estate. And still doing it today.
If I remember, you were the number one seller of Amazon for that day.
For that day, yeah. No, I can say I was I am an Amazon number one bestseller. Now, of course, those of you who know the tricks of the trade, and many of you listening probably don't, that Amazon gives away number one status on an hourly basis. And in a certain category. So in the category of real estate books, for one afternoon, I was a number one bestseller. I had beat out the Zillow book, that Zillow had a nationwide bestseller, but it was just for 1 hour.
That's okay.
But I still got the little star, the little thing they give you, Amazon bestseller. So when you hear someone say I'm an Amazon bestseller, you take it with a grain of salt, because it just means that for 1 hour, a whole bunch of people downloaded the Kindle version of their book and more than...
Wait a minute. So when I got invited to be who's who in finance and industry, that I shouldn't take that serious. Or also when I was invited to be who's who in women,
you know what you do in business is you actually write two books, the one that you're actually a subject matter expert on, and then you write one on some really, really esoteric thing that nobody else is going to have in that category. So you can be number one in that category. And you say, hey, I'm a number one bestseller. Totally,
you lost me on that. You lost me on that. Hey, before we go to a break, I saw not an article, but it was an article actually in the Marin IJ, and then they probably have this in other counties too. So get this: you know how if you don't pay your real estate if you don't pay your IRS federal taxes, they can put a lien on your house, right? So I don't know if you guys saw this, but the IRS was not willing to pay the correct lien recording fees to some counties, and Marin was one of them. Marin changed the recording fees from, I don't know, like $10 up to $14, and the IRS says, no, we are only going to pay $10. That's the most we're going to pay. And so the counties basically said, well, you're not paying us the correct amount. We're not going to record.
We're not going to record your lien.
We're not going to record your lien.
And the IRS... that's great for the property owner.
It's great for the property owner. Yeah. But like the IRS is going to, like, I don't know, they're going to pull some kind of, you know, huge congressional type of something or other in order to get the counties to comply.
But
it's
comply.
Like, how about just pay the fees if you want to record? I don't get it. All right. So that's our little dig on the IRS. Okay. Second trivia question. What is the oldest university in the U.S.? And I want the year, too.
Yeah.
I thought I'd get you on that one. Do you want to give a free book away, too, if someone knows the answer to that?
Absolutely.
Okay. So if you call with the correct answer, give us your name and don't give us your social security number, but give us your address and Mark will send you out a free book too. But you got to be the first caller with the correct answer. What is the oldest university in the United States? All right. Stay with us because you're listening to The Best of Investing. And also, if you're the first caller, we're also going to give you that tanning certificate. So you can win two prizes.
Get a free book, The Insider's Guide to Attracting
Private
Money.
And how do you get it? You have to call 888-912-1190.
Answer
that question.
Read it while you're tanning.
That's right. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back. Are you tired of the low yields that banks are paying on your savings and CDs? Are you frustrated by the uncertainty in the stock market? Would you like to learn about a simple, high-yield investment opportunity that features both safety and security features? At Pacific Private Money, our clients earn yields starting at 7%, and their capital is secured by real estate at conservative loan-to-values. If you're looking for a secure way to boost the yields on your savings and IRAs, you owe it to yourself to visit our website at PacificPrivateMoney.com or call us at 415-883-2150. That's PacificPrivateMoney.com or call us at 415-883-2150.
Equal Housing Lender, licensed CalDRE 01897444. All investments have inherent risk and your results may vary. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investment strategy.
This is Mark Hanf, co-host of The Best of Investing. Can you believe how long we've been living in this era of low interest rates? It's been for most of this decade. And when we were all expecting rates to go up this year, now we're finding out that low rates will likely continue through 2020. If you're among the rapidly growing segment of people entering retirement age, I'm sure you're concerned over the challenge of growing your retirement savings. And you're not alone. Pacific Private Money has a solution for those seeking ways to significantly boost yields you earn on your retirement savings. And we do it with safety and security features not found in traditional investments like stocks and mutual funds. For more information on how you can supercharge your retirement savings with annual yields of 7% or more, that's right, 7% or more, contact us at 415-883-2150 or visit us at PacificPrivateMoney.com.
Equal Housing Lender, licensed CalDRE 01897444. All investments have inherent risk and your results may vary. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investment strategy.
You're listening to The Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW. Once again, your host, Edward Brown.
Welcome back to The Best of Investing one more time. I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mark Hanf and Nam Phan of Pacific Private Money. We're having too much fun here. You guys should, the audience should hear what we do off air. That would be really funny, but we can't do that. Okay.
Radio station would have to censor it.
That's right.
Yes.
No, we're very clean here. All right. Second trivia question. What is the oldest university in the U.S.?
I don't know.
Not College of Marin. Okay, next.
It's not Harvard.
Yes,
it
is. It's Harvard. What's the year?
1692.
No, 1636.
Ooh. Wow.
Can you imagine that? I wonder how they had night classes when it was dark. That was before electricity.
Candlelights.
Oh, candlelights, exactly. Okay, Mark, you want to talk about the... Let's get into the concierge service because you kept telling people you're going to talk about it.
Well, so Nam and I will talk about this a little bit.
Yeah.
We've been very intrigued by the big three realtor companies. And you know, if you've been following what's been happening in real estate, a lot of the independent real estate companies have been being bought up by companies like Compass and a company called Realogy, who owns companies like Century 21, Sotheby's,
Coldwell
Banker, right? Yeah, so they've been buying up brands, but allowing them to keep their name. But the parent company is Realogy, and then Keller Williams is another one. Although Keller Williams hasn't been buying, they've been pretty much just been growing organically.
Mm-hmm.
But between Keller Williams, Realogy's family of companies, and Compass, you know, that's probably 90% of the market right there. And so these three organizations are looking at ways to help their agents gain more listings. And one of the ideas that all of them are pursuing right now is this idea of concierge service for home sellers and home buyers. And it's interesting, they all seem to be using the term concierge because nobody trademarked it.
Right.
I guess you probably can't trademark that word. It's too generic. But what it really essentially is, in general, because each company's concierge program's a little bit different, but in essence, it's intended to make it easier for people to get into their next home. Because one of the challenges that we've talked about here, and one of the things that Pacific Private Money helps homeowners do, is to get into your next home, buy it before you sell your existing home. Because without a bridge loan product to be able to buy your next home, you're really stuck having to sell your existing home first, because for one of two reasons: either your down payment is in the equity in your existing home, or even if you have the down payment, you don't qualify to have two mortgages simultaneously, because again, bank financing restrictions now are pretty high. And so either way, for most people, if you're moving up or moving down or moving out of town, the biggest struggle is, well, you know, I have to sell first and move twice and move my stuff into storage and then rent an apartment and then go out house hunting. I mean, is, you know, either that or maybe you're in a market where you actually can buy a home with a sell my house contingency, but that's really hard to do. So these concierge programs are working with companies like Pacific Private Money and helping provide the financing option for you to be able to buy your home first and then move once and move right into your old home. But in addition to that, they're also, you know, part of that concierge service is they're supplying contracting services to help you remodel your departing residence, freshen it up, or do a major remodel if needed, and then staging. So you got they're trying to, you know, offer themselves as a one-stop shop. And even more than that, you've probably heard this term iBuyers. That's another thing that there's companies out there that will buy your home as is. Now, that's not the way to get the highest price for your home, but again, in many communities throughout the United States, their home values are low enough to where it might make sense to work with an iBuyer.
If I can add to that too, is I think, you know, we run stats and we get reports on the number of people who have a significant amount of equity in their home and are essentially boomers, and there's a lot. And I think in California, in the 11 major counties, there's something like over 350,000 people like that. And then nationally, there are something like 60 million homes that haven't been renovated in like 20 or 30 years. Mm-hmm. So these are all people who have a lot of equity, probably boomers. And I think companies like Zillow, the iBuyers, and then the real estate brokerages all see that there's this pent up listing opportunity for people who have a lot of equity and who want to exit their situation but are looking for convenience. And then you have millennials who are entering buying, who are totally used to turnkey and want everything now, fast and convenient.
Right. They don't want to move into a remodeler.
Right. So it's like we're talking to realtors in Marin, and it's sort of like, at a minimum, to be competitive, your house has to be turnkey if you're listing it, because buyers don't want to walk into something that they're going to have to rehab. So that's creating this bridge loan opportunity or this buy before sell kind of need to be able to.
Yeah, it's interesting how a lot of the ads that I'm seeing in magazines and newspapers use some form of buy before you sell tagline and concierge program. And this is really the disruption, if you want to use that term, that's happening in real estate. It's not that you can buy your house online, you know, necessarily, you know, going onto a website like Zillow or Redfin or Trulia and buy your house, because that really still, you know, that is, you know, if ever, is still a ways away. But
yeah, you're talking about hundreds of thousands of dollars being spent on the internet.
Yeah, it's still the biggest purchase you're ever going to make, and there's so many details where realistically you're going to want to use a realtor. But you know, these concierge programs are worth investigating. In fact, Pacific Private Money is aligning with many of these real estate offices and offering up our transitional bridge loan product as a tool to help them find more folks who think they're trapped in their home, are not aware of this transitional bridge loan product. Anyway, it's the wave of 2019 going into 2020, the concierge program. So very interesting.
All right. We're gonna, when we come back, we're going to talk more about your company and how you provide loans to borrowers and deal of the week. Third trivia question. What was the name of Ross's monkey in the TV show Friends? Call 888-912-1190. Be the first caller with the correct answer. You're going to win that tanning certificate. All right? Stay with us. You're listening to The Best of Investing. We're going to be right back.
For more information on today's topic, call Edward Brown directly at 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190. The Best of Investing will continue in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
Tap into the local food and beer scene at San Francisco's Urban Tavern, just steps from Union Square. Featuring a menu of locally inspired cuisine, Urban Tavern has the distinctive personality of a metropolitan gastropub. It's where the local food and beer scene is celebrated, with seasonal menus and more than a dozen Bay Area craft beers on tap. Convenient to Union Square shopping and walking distance to the theaters, Urban Tavern is a great place to enjoy happy hour before a show. And get this, if you show your game ticket or wear your San Francisco team gear, you can enjoy a buy one, get one free drink on game day, be it baseball, football, or basketball. Of course, Urban Tavern will be showing the games live. Oh, and don't forget, during the holiday season, Urban Tavern is convenient to the ice rink and holiday shopping in Union Square. Make an evening of it with shopping, dinner, and a show. Find Urban Tavern on Open Table and the beer app Untapped. You can also go to urbantavernsf.com.
You probably heard about earning high returns investing in real estate through crowdfunding and other online platforms, but do you know where that real estate is located? At Pacific Private Money, we invest primarily in local Northern California real estate, and our clients earn yields of 7.5% secured by deeds of trust at conservative values. To find out more about one of the best-kept secrets in secured high-yield investing, go to pacificprivatemoney.com or call 415-883-2150.
Equal housing lender. License CalDRE 0189744. All investments have inherent risk, and your results may vary. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investment strategy.
For over a decade, Pacific Private Money has been providing investors with returns exceeding 7.5%. Pacific Private Money has a high-yield solution with safety and security features not found in many traditional investments. Our clients currently earn yields averaging 7.5%, secured by Northern California real estate at conservative values. This is a mortgage-secured investment currently paying 7.5%. For more information, go to pacificprivatemoney.com or call 415-883-2150.
Equal housing lender. License CalDRE 0189744. All investments have inherent risk, and your results may vary. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investment strategy.
Now, back to The Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown, on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to The Best of Investing. One more time, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mark Hoff and Nam Phan of Pacific Private Money. Third trivia question was, what was the name of Ross's monkey in the TV show Friends?
I just remembered Marcel, right?
Yes.
Yeah, Marcel. I knew it was some kind of funky name, but the... Yeah.
Again, off the air, we were having too much fun with that.
Yeah. That's right. Okay. So, what does Pacific Private Money do? Why are you guys in business, and how can you provide such a high return to your investors?
Well, we make loans.
We make real estate loans with other people's money.
Yes. No, and like Mark was talking about in the last segment, you know, where there are opportunities these days for homeowners to be able to buy before sell. And one of the most popular loans we're seeing these days are the transitional bridge loans, where people are coming to us because they have identified a property that they want to move into, but either their house is listed but hasn't sold yet, or they haven't even thought about listing it yet, but something came up, a home came up that they absolutely wanted to purchase now. And actually, one of our deals of the week is along those lines. So they come to us because a bank, like Mark was saying, is going to tell them, well, you don't have enough down payment, or your debt to income ratio would be too high, carrying two mortgages, or your down payment is tied up in the house that you're living in. So they come to us for the bridge loan. And what's unique about about Pacific Private Money versus other private lenders is, you know, we're one of the few who will do owner-occupied consumer loans, which falls under different regulations than what other private lenders typically will lend on. In this case, it's their primary residence. They want to be able to purchase. They're not ready to sell yet, or they haven't sold yet. So what we do is provide that transitional financing for them to be able to close on that purchase, fix up their house.
Give us an example.
So an example. Well, this deal of the week is a bridge loan and with cross collateralization. But in this case, these folks came to us because of the inability to get bank financing, but also speed. So they found a bed and breakfast, and their dream was to always own a bed and breakfast. But they have two other properties that they own. In this case, they were not primary residences. They were investment properties. So they were going to do a 1031 exchange. They found this property first, and there was no time for them to be able to liquidate the two properties that they have to do the exchange. So they're doing sort of a reverse exchange. They're coming to us for the financing piece to buy that bed and breakfast, to secure that opportunity to get that dream B&B that they want. They're going to list one of those properties, other properties they own now, to pay us partially down. But the other one, they're not going to be able to sell until the spring, but they'll be able to sell within 6 months and execute that exchange. Mm-hmm. And that's a scenario that we actually see pretty often. It doesn't fit like the typical bridge loan that we were talking about earlier, but it's just an example of why somebody would come to a private lender like us. It's speed and something that a bank just wouldn't be able to do.
And you guys have a fund that people can invest in, similar to a mutual fund that'll invest in loans like these.
Exactly. Yes, yes. So we've got a fund called the Pacific Private Money Fund, and that fund is a lender. It makes loans, makes real estate loans, short-term real estate loans, mid-length. We do, most of our loans are 12 months, but we also do 18, 24, 36-month loans, depending on it. About a third of the loans in the fund are these owner-occupied purchase money bridge loans that we talk about a lot here on the Best of Investing. In fact, our agent today brought us a deal where he didn't have the borrower doesn't have an existing home. He's actually a renter and he's looking to buy a home. And he's got gift funds coming in for the down payment, so he cannot easily obtain conventional financing for that transaction. But we can make this gentleman alone to acquire the property, and then once he's in possession of the property and he needs 6 months of so-called seasoning, and he could refinance us out with conventional financing. So just a lot of reasons why people go the alternative route, not because it's cheaper, because it's not. It's more expensive. Our loans typically are 9% in a couple of points, but our loans have no prepayment penalty, so not a lot of people actually use our money and keep it for a year. They might keep it for 3 months, 5 months, 7 months, 8 months, however long you need before you can get conventional financing. So we make these kind of short-term loans, and we also make loans to flippers, and we make loans to, we do a few construction loans, particularly in the fire-ravaged areas from a couple of years ago in Sonoma County. We're doing several fundings of Fountain Grove home rebuilds, which are, it's actually very beautiful what's happening up there. A lot of homes are being rebuilt and being sold. And so, all of our loans are funded through private capital, and the fund is a lender on many of the loans we do at Pacific Private Money. We have other investors who like to directly invest in our loans. That's also known as trust deed investing. So we work with both types of note investor strategists, whether you want to invest in a fund because you like the flexibility and simplicity of it and convenience, or if you like to invest directly in notes because you believe you could make a little bit more money and you like to be hands-on and like to manage your investment portfolio a little bit more strategically. Either way, we work with both. And for more information on that, before I forget to give it out, go to pacificprivatemoney.com. That's pacificprivatemoney.com. It will tell you about our both our loan programs as well as our investment programs. And, of course, you could always call us here. We answer the phone live at Pacific Private Money between 9 and 5 every day, Monday through Friday. Some of us are here on Saturdays, too, catching up on the stuff we can't quite get done during the week. But give give us a call. We answer live, and we're happy to talk to you about the fund and how it works. And in fact, the fund has gone over $50 million. We just had received a $500,000 check this week from a new investor. And, you know, essentially, you know, the metrics of the fund, which I think is easier to talk about than individual note investing, because many of our fund investors are people who just appreciate the convenience. You have to be an accredited investor, which means you have to have a certain net worth requirement in order to invest. But it's, you know, for Bay Area residents, it's not a difficult threshold to achieve. And if you qualify, you can open up an account for $50,000 and increase it from there at your convenience. That's one of the nice things about investing in a mortgage pool fund, is that you can add money to it, you can take money out, you can have your earnings, if you don't need the income, reinvest into more shares every month. It's just, and your money is always working for you 24/7, whereas when you invest in individual trust deeds, when the borrower is ready to pay off, you got to take your money back, whether you want to or not. Because
and what kind of yield is the fund currently?
So the fund has actually, we had a little spike the last couple of months in yields. It was over 8% last month on an annualized basis. So we haven't produced September's results yet. It'll be interesting to see. But both July and August were up over our trailing 12-month average was about 7.5% on a distributed basis, about 7.75% on a compounded basis for those who, like IRA investors, who are letting it compound. It's been trending upward. So we're close to 8% trailing 12 right now. And again, for more information, give us a call, 415-883-2150, 415-883-2150.
I find it interesting that your interest rates are actually going up for the investors while banks are paying less to their clients.
Yeah. And in the next segment, the last segment, we'll talk about the events that are coming up too.
Exactly. And that people can come visit you live and listen to you. Because also there's going to be a couple of famous people there. So a
couple of local celebrities.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, we're local celebs too.
There you go.
I'll be wearing my mirrored shades so you can't see my eyeballs. They're speaking.
All right. So, when we get back, we don't have a trivia question now, but as soon as we come back, Nam will share the events that we're are going to be in Marin and the East Bay and the South Bay over the next few weeks, and people can come to that. So stay with us. You're listening to The Best of Investing. We're going to be right back.
You're listening to The Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown. For more information, visit bestofinvesting.com. That's bestofinvesting.com. More in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
Hi, listeners. This is Edward Brown, your host. I had a 40-year-old listener sign up for a $500,000 life insurance policy guaranteed not to increase for the next 35 years at a cost of only $51 per month. Holy smokes, that's less than $2 per day guaranteed for 35 years. Imagine, this is probably the last life insurance policy this listener will ever need to buy because the premium is fixed for the next 35 years and it is from a well-known, highly rated company. For your free quote, call our toll-free number, 888-912-1190, and make sure to leave your name and ask for a free quote. I'll get right back to you. Hurry, as I suspect these rates will not last long. Again, call 888-912-1190 and ask for your free life insurance quote.
Have you wondered how the banks make all their money? Have you ever wanted to be on the bank side of the deal? At Pacific Private Money, our clients are doing just that. For over a decade, clients of Pacific Private Money have consistently earned high yields on their investments, earning returns of 7.5% or more, secured by primarily Bay Area real estate at conservative values. As most baby boomers know, it's important to earn consistent, above-market returns on your savings and retirement accounts. Let's face it, most of us are not on track to achieve the level of retirement income we'll need to fund the lifestyle we want. High-yield alternative investment strategies like Pacific Private Money's mortgage-backed investments might be just the thing you need to boost the income in your retirement accounts. Annual yields of 7.5% and more are not uncommon using these simple strategies. Join the thousands of Bay Area residents who have learned one of the best-kept secrets in investing today. For more information, call us at 415-883-2150 or visit our website at pacificprivatemoney.com.
Equal housing lender. License Cal DRE 0189-7444. All investments have inherent risk and your results may vary. The station does not guarantee nor endorse any investment strategy.
You're listening to The Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW. Once again, your host,
Edward Brown.
Welcome back to the Best of Investing. Last time for today, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mark Onf and Nam Phan. So Nam, people who are listening who say, hey, I'd like to learn more information, I know they can go to the website, they can make a phone call, but we're actually doing some events.
Yeah, we have three events coming up this month. So mid-month, October 16th is the first one. That's in San Rafael at the Embassy Suites, which is just a little north of downtown San Rafael, from 7 to 9 p.m. The following week, October 23rd, will be at the Fremont Marriott, also 7 to 9 p.m., and it's also Wednesday. And then the last Wednesday of the month, October 30th, is at the Walnut Creek Embassy Suites, also from 7 to 9.
And not like those seminars that charge you $2,000. How much does it cost for people to go to these events?
Zero.
Zero?
Yeah.
That's an outrage. I won't stand for it. That's too expensive.
Pacific Private Money pays to host these events, and not the fund members.
Right.
The brokerage itself picks up the cost. It's part of our marketing budget, which is probably the biggest marketing budget of any alternative lender in the Bay Area, and we're pretty proud of that.
Yeah, it doesn't. We don't pay for Edward's tuxedo when he presents at these, so it's not coming out
That's
of
right,
fun
I
proceeds.
Wear a tux, shouldn't I? Besides these quote celebrities of us, what other celebrities are going to be there?
So you know these three are unique in that we're going to focus a little bit on tax. Benefits of investing in our fund, but also we're going to have tax attorney Steve Moskowitz, who's been in the Bay Area, I think now, with this practice for 30, 40 years. Consider him an expert. And he's going to be talking about other types of tax advantages within real estate investing, and the MC for this will be Chip Franklin. So it'll be a lot of fun. It'll be really interesting. Both are really funny. And a lot of humor, good dry humor, and good company, a lot of good questions. And, you know, one of the things we found, too, is people who are interested in investing in the fund or alternative investments, a lot of times it's really good to meet the fund manager, the people who, work at Pacific Private Money, to see that, hey, we're real. Our office is in downtown Novato. I think it's beneficial for people to meet the fund management team.
There's always fund members that show up to these events.
Yes.
It's funny how, a third of the room typically will be existing investors who come to just hear news and updates and enjoy our free wine and appetizers.
Also, and now I'll let a little bit of a cat out of the bag. Apparently, the new tax rules, the QBID, the Qualified Business Income Deduction. The Pacific Private Money Fund qualifies for that. So 20% of the income does not have to be reported on your tax return if you are under certain thresholds.
That's right. So come and learn more about that.
Yeah. I mean, how many investments out there are paying 7.5% with some tax advantages?
Yep. Again, that's the other advantage of a fund, which is new thanks to the recently passed Tax Act. And that 20% income sheltering is actually not insignificant for many of our fund members. So it's just another great reason to learn about debt investing, mortgage debt investing, particularly if you're one of those who feel that, maybe we're on the crest of home prices, and that maybe a year or two from now home prices might be less. If you're looking at selling real estate and repositioning some of that invested capital, obviously you can put stuff in the stock market, but we all know what's happening in the stock market these days.
It's exciting,
it goes up, it goes down. It's kind of flattish year over year. So again, if you want to look at a rock solid returns, which for 6 years running we've been averaging in the high 7% distributed yield, and again, secured by real estate. So for more information, pacificprivatemoney.com.
And that's also how you can register for the events.
Yes.
All right, here's our thoughts for the day. People say nothing is impossible, but I do nothing every day. As Nam was teasing me this morning. And to steal ideas from one person is plagiarism. To steal from many is research.
Research, yeah.
You like that, huh? All right, tune in next week to The Best of Investing. We're going to be giving away more free prizes for answering trivia questions. Thanks for listening. On behalf of our team, I'm Edward Brown, wishing you the best of investing. So long.
You've been listening to The Best of Investing with Edward Brown. For more information on this program, call 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190. Or visit bestofinvesting.com. and join us again next week for the Best of Investing on the Bay Area's Business Leader, AM 1220 KDLW.
This radio broadcast is in no way an offer to sell securities except where applicable in states where we are registered or where an exemption or exclusion from such registration exists. Information discussed during this broadcast, whether stock quotes, charts, articles, or any other statement or statements regarding market or other financial information, is obtained from sources which we believe are reliable, but we do not warrant or guarantee the timeliness or accuracy of this information. Nothing in this broadcast should be interpreted to state or imply that past results are an indication of future performance. There are no warranties expressed or implied as to accuracy, completeness, or results obtained from this broadcast.